Welcome to Tickle Play, and I'm pretty sure many of you are possibly watching us on your phones because you may not have Doomsaw to watch us anywhere else, and that is if your phone even has power.
Which is a very serious thing. If it happens to you late in the night, you can't sleep, and your phone too is down on a battery.
This morning I was very grumpy when you guys called me because I apparently the lights went out at at 6?
Yes.
And it only came back at 6 a.m. or something like that. So I didn't really sleep.
It's a very
well, but I mean, that's our reality now. And I mean, we can't hide it. Look, it's like pregnancy. You can deny not being pregnant as a woman. But eventually the signs will show.
Yeah.
And all of us will see it. So we can pretend all we want. We can say, oh, this is not Doomsaw. This is not. But our reality is that our lives go off.
Yeah.
And there seems to be a trend now.
Yeah.
So you can see that, oh, your light goes off today. Tomorrow night is on. Then the following night is off. So you can actually begin to
identify. I had power last night. I am almost certain that they will take their power tonight.
Yeah.
So do you know, Evans, what I was talking about? I've been looking on the internet for rechargeable fan, and it's the entire morning. I've been searching, I've been sending messages to pages that say that they are selling rechargeable fans as the alternative. In fact, there's one who says that they are even selling air cooler.
Okay.
Because this is your environment. Now, the fans don't even work again. This is your condition. The country is very hot. I've not experienced such heat in the night before. 2 days ago, what I had to do was take like two different baths at the same time. Wow. Then apparently, when the light goes off, it affects the pump too.
Yes.
So no shower for you.
Yeah.
So they had to go for water for me to come and pour myself because I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And I'll not lie to you. When I lie down, I'll sweat a little bit, but every 30 minutes, my eyes open again.
Yeah.
Last time I realized, almost 5 a.m., my eyes are, I'm still struggling to sleep. Can you believe that? But it's so painful, and it's almost like, you know, during the Doomsaw time, people knew that, oh, this area had it. So you can say, oh, I'm coming to your end, though.
Yeah.
Totally, I'll go there today. Mm-hmm. Then you go and sleep somewhere else. And that's why I realized that the people who are selling generators that are ultra-selling, they are sensible. One of the things you hate in this environment is when you are suffering and somebody's generator is disturbing you.
Somebody's generator, that's if you don't have one.
Yes!
This guy comes to your end. You see, he's making a point in the Doomsaw era. In the Doomsaw era, you were unmarried. I was unmarried. So I could have called my unmarried friend and said, I didn't come to your end.
Yes.
But not why.
Why are you going to leave your
hotel?
House?
Do you have to book a hotel?
That's the point.
Hey, let's go. Straight to the hotel.
Now, you cannot say, oh, Charlie, you get light. You don't have that luxury anymore. Because now, if you pass through, you and who are passing through.
Yeah.
You're not going to leave your wife and children at home and say, are they passed through? Now, if you take all of them too. And this is the other problem. The hotels that are affordable also may be suffering the similar fate. And they are not prepared to turn on for you, just
it's
one
true.
Person.
It's true. I realize that.
And so
some hotels around my area, if you go there, they say, oh, no. Because there are only two people who say they are coming to sleep here.
Yes.
We can't put on the generator for only two people.
I can't do that.
The cost is higher than how much you are paying.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't make sense for us to keep the two of you, your comfort, over the cost in running the place. And again, staff will have to be on hand to serve you.
So here's the thing. You remember we did a show once here, and we're talking about our best and worst ministers.
Yes.
And this was possibly 2-3 years ago.
That's two years ago.
And I think when it got to the energy minister, at that time, we're in the thick of the economic crisis.
Yes.
And for some miraculous reason, Doomsaw was not there.
Yeah.
The lights were on. And it was the only positive in the midst of that gloomy period, right? And I said, because of that, the energy minister was my... However he was doing it, he was doing magic.
I endorse that right here.
Because historically, in Ghana, the economic crisis always preceded Doomsaw.
Yeah,
it always comes with it.
Once the economic crisis
starts, Doomsaw will follow.
When it reaches the zenith, you know that Doomsaw is coming. Yeah.
So actually, 2 years ago, when the economic crisis started, remember I went to buy my generator. The generator that I'm going to buy, the price has gone up.
Yeah.
Because really, and later I realized that our good friend Bryce Simmons had done this computation, some graphical
analysis,
illustration of the relationship between the economic crisis and doomsor in our Fourth Republic. But I then went to buy it, and I said, oh, the energy minister must be doing something very miraculous, because for the first time,
keeping the lights on in a crisis,
when we don't have money, when the economy is in crisis. Now, in an election year of all years, doomsor returns. Then I read in between the lines when I read the Gabby's thing about it being mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
If Gabby says it's mysterious, then it must be very mysterious.
Yeah, mindful of his positioning.
Yeah, of course. He definitely should know what's happening. And also because of what I've heard, really there's all this, you know, infighting.
Yeah, sector players.
Happening. They're just, the functioning, the seamless function of all the players is not happening. And it's happened at the wrong time, because the lights are, if we're fighting at the time we have light, nobody cares. Mm-hmm. But we are fighting and I don't have light. That's, you know.
It doesn't make sense to anybody, yeah.
Are they really fighting?
I think so.
I mean, it appears so. Because
Look, you have Greco.
No, for the first
time. Greco reporting the ECG to the energy minister.
Then PURC is on the outside fighting ECG.
Yeah, but what I gather, so PURC, when they issued their first directive, they actually indicated that ECG was expected to have made these payments. They didn't make them. True or false?
Yeah, cash water for me.
Cash water for me.
They didn't make the payments, yeah.
Why do you think that the Ministry of Finance is not releasing funds to ECG?
Why?
Or to the, because they want ECG to do the right thing.
What is the right thing?
Make payments.
No, but also remember that in one of the documents that we've, from the PRC, it said that Ministry of Finance owed ECG.
Yes.
In fact, owed the cash water force system, 200 million.
Yes.
Right? The ECG manager comes to say, and this has not been contradicted, that at a point last year when we were struggling to get money to buy fuel, the finance ministry asked the ECG to find money to buy the fuel.
That's when they were collecting the money. They were doing that drive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that if they are paid that money they are owed, they have to be reinvested. That money then goes back into the cash water force system. So the reason why, you notice, the PRC's directive to them was that, show us with receipts and invoices all purchases you've made when it comes to
my sources from the Energy Ministry and the Ministry of Finance indicates that, look, it's gotten to the stage that they need government help, as in Ministry of Finance must step in. But before Ministry of Finance steps in, ECG must do a few things. And that is why they've actually stayed back. They're watching ECG. They're pushing ECG. Go and collect your money. Pay it. Of course, the Ministry of Finance must make payment. But they want to see a commitment from ECG before they also make payments.
Commitment from ECG? How? ECG must pay the money
The money that they collect, all of it they must pay.
But Winston, me, I go to buy...
You saw how much they collected the last time, how much they paid.
I go to buy...
they must pay.
Prepaid. Mm-hmm. Me, I go to buy prepaid. I have a contract with a service provider to provide me the service.
Let me just check the current release from the PURC. I'll share it right now.
Then you say, oh, you have some reconciliation to do with your clients and your providers and all of that, so we can't provide me the service. Who should accept that?
Nobody.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. Especially, now I'm not even sure in whose interest you're operating again. Because you know that when doomsor happens for a protracted period, it impacts elections. People don't forgive doomsor. Sometimes they can even forgive economic crisis. But doomsor is so visible, they don't forgive it.
Doomsor.
If you want to ask somebody how it impacts, ask John Dramani Mahama.
Yeah, doomsor, I told Asachan recently when he was on my show, that is the ultimate regime killer.
Yeah.
Ghanaians will tolerate anything. But they won't tolerate doomsor.
Because you should know this. And there is enough experience, there is enough example to actually attribute it. So to choose of all the periods in history to do this now, somebody must not be thinking right, even if your ultimate aim is political power only. There is something fundamentally wrong somewhere. Because it doesn't make sense. Already, you have other things going against you. Then you compound it with a crisis of this sort. At this time, it's almost as if you say, I want to lose the election. Help me do it nicely. Then everybody is quiet around it. Now the president says, oh, we admit there are challenges. We are dealing with the challenges. And I mean, so if there wasn't any Ameri to be commissioned in Kumasi,
yeah,
the executive president would not speak to this matter. And for the minister, his case is a different matter. It's almost as if people have forgotten that Doomsor can actually destroy your government's chances of maintaining power.
But as for that, they should know.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Maybe they have forgotten. The most recent history, what brought you to power?
Yeah.
Yes, what brought you to power? With all the things that you wrote on, all the things that you were so worried about, and you did demonstrations and everything, yeah, and outlined to the people of this republic. We thought, as for Doomsor, it's not something that we will go back to again. Because you, more than any other grouping, benefited from that. Then, it's been months. Except that, you know, those days, they were doing it in a regular way. So, you could not even see a pattern. But now, it's just so clear how it's going. And the hours are even extended for some of us. And yet, all that we are hearing is, finally, the president speaking to us, oh, well, we are aware of your, thank you for your forbearance. We sure should be able to fix the problem. When? December? November? Oh,
thank you for your patience.
Yes, or October. It's almost as if you have a death wish. It's almost as if you say, oh, I'm handing over the power to you.
Let me just read something here. The Ministry of Finance actually hasn't complied with this, but the conclusion is that this is something that a PRC released. It says, the commission has validated payments and receipts to all stakeholders along the energy value chain. Mm-hmm. Since August 2023, ECG has not complied with the guidelines of the new cash waterfall mechanism as directed by the president.
Yeah.
This defeats the principle of fair and equitable revenue allocation to sector players under level B as approved by the cash waterfall mechanism standing committee in line with the revised CWM guidelines. The commission wishes to state that ECG should cooperate and allow the cash waterfall mechanism function as directed by the president. In addition, the Ministry of Finance should also take the necessary step to honor its obligation by paying for the shortfalls. Mm-hmm. Now, what I learned was that the Ministry of Finance wanted ECG to comply fully, then they pay for their shortfalls. But under the circumstance, what is happening? Whoever, look, whatever happens, all I need
is power.
It's power.
Just want the electricity.
All I need is power. I mean, I don't care what you do to yourself. All I need is power. But you see, when you collect money and you're supposed to make payments in a certain way and you don't make these payments, it's problematic.
Yeah.
It is problematic.
Yeah, and again, when I saw that they had 61 accounts, 61 bank and investment accounts.
Hey.
Yes.
One company.
One company. I was
scandalized. They must be very diversified.
and it happens at a time when government's agreement with the IMF was very clear that ECG will consolidate its accounts into one for easy tracking and auditing.
Yeah.
Right? And it's there in our program document in black and white. And yet, as of, you know, a month ago when PRC was looking into the accounts, well, they asked them to submit all the accounts that they have, right? They submitted to the PRC 61 accounts. It's incredible.
Is there a reason for it?
I don't know. You see, but you see, what happens is that if that is the number of accounts you have, and you have money sitting in 61 accounts, and you need to put money in cash waterfall. The others, because the cash waterfall mechanism, so there's a bit of transparency. Yeah. Everybody knows what is coming in, and then we share, mm-hmm, right? How do you track how much exactly has come in, and how much exactly will go to the players in the sector if you have 61 accounts? Because it means you have to go to all the 61 accounts. And to make it worse, the ECG then issues a directive to their 61, you know, the banks, 61 banks. And told, not 61 banks, okay, 61 accounts, because they don't have 61 banks.
Yeah.
In other words, they possibly have 10, 15 accounts in one bank. I mean, I struggle to sort of understand why that is. That is why this whole cash waterfall mechanism has become an issue. Because if there's transparency, but PRC has also realized that the money, even the latest one, the one you just read, they still have not complied with the amount of money collected,
yes,
and the amount
my,
of money
my, yes, you know, this is the challenge. Now that you've raised the accounts thing, what I do know when it comes to funds, holding accounts, is that when it comes to public sector, so for instance, if the Bank of Ghana is holding accounts for you, so when you have, you know, certain funds, for instance, you make monies available to these funds. So mm-hmm, we know, for instance, that there's this is the Assembly's Common Fund. So there's a petroleum fund, petroleum holding account. You put monies in there. It's easy to track the usage of these funds. I am surprised that ECG would want to operate 61 accounts. If you're operating 61 accounts, how do you want to account? So from which account do you make payments to which areas? Something that ECG should be explaining. And that is part of the reason that IMF actually says put all your money in one account. So that we can just track and say, all these funds show up in one account. That's something that you can actually do. I mean, even if you take money from all of them, should move to one account. We know that these funds have all come into one account and it's easy. But this is the point. Part of our discussion today is the political implication. We need to go to that one. And Raymond, you made the point.
Look, that it should not be lost on anybody.
Look, by 2016.
Yes.
Dr. Bamia said, if you cause a problem and you solve it, you don't deserve credit.
That's true.
By 2016, a lot of people had uninterrupted power supply.
Yes.
But they did not.
But the people have actually made up their minds already.
In fact, I say, by the time Kwabena Donkor was fired or asked to resign, he said he didn't resign. Somebody wrote the resignation letter on his behalf. So you heard him say that. He didn't resign. So it means that by the time he was fired, I did not experience Dumso in my area again.
So they solved it.
They solved it. That's not in doubt. Raymond, you may have checked.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
The Energy Commission demand and supply. Mm-hmm. They solved it before they left. John Mahama solved it.
But still,
Ghanaians voted him out. You may say, oh, there was a lot of talk about corruption and whatever. But you see, people had not forgotten the days that they slept in darkness. Yeah. 12 hours on, 24 hours off. Oh. And in most of the times, the time you have power on.
Those were the days.
Yeah, by the time you had power on, you were at work.
That's true.
So you go back.
So they're going to sleep in darkness.
You're going to sleep in darkness. And those were the days that you're working, you're driving to the house, and there's too much noise around the gen sets.
Everybody had a generator on.
Generator.
That was the first one about generator.
Aha. Uh-huh.
They call it Pulmaja. It makes a lot of noise.
The one that when he goes there, you go and start. Then you shake. That is it. Look, let it not be lost. And you see, the NPP, mindful of this, is playing a chess game with us. They don't want to call it Dumso.
Yeah. Because
they
of the impact.
They don't want to admit.
Yeah.
Recently, somebody was telling me that, oh, you see, the shortfall is such that today we have 100 megawatts, tomorrow 200 megawatts, the next day 300, 400, 50. So we don't know which is which. But if we are to prepare a timetable for you, we need to know that we are losing this megawatt so we can actually prepare a timetable for you. And I said, look, whatever you classify it, me, end user, all I know is you are shedding load. Load shedding in Ghana is doing
so.
Let us not go into the semantics. We can go into semantics and all of that. The essence of semantics at this point in time is not my English lessons that I learned years ago that I'll do that.
But if you think about it, now it's almost clear to me that if I have power tonight, tomorrow in the evening, I'll not have power. I hope you get my point.
Yeah.
There's so much consistency on that level. It's become so clear to me. So in my mind, and perhaps my whole household, we know there's a schedule in place. Mm-hmm. All that they are unwilling to do is communicate that to us.
That's all.
That's all. In fact, that's all they are pretending that they don't want to do. Because if you are keenly monitoring how the situation is, you'll know how the trend goes. And they never deviate. Why, like, you have 2-3 minutes, you are done. They'll actually take all the power. Sometimes they even extend it. That's the other point. So they promise that by midnight, you should be having power. The next 6 a.m., you are still not having power. Which is not a big deal. Yes. They promise that by midnight, you should have power. 6 a.m., so that's when you think that, okay, I can endure more till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then no, you suffer. Then you have
you see,
to
end- the era of the doomsie is here.
Mm-hmm.
At least we knew. But even that time,
We knew bulk supply points
is the problem.
Kaswa,
it is not. Look,
today, when last time they told you that they are going to fix some bulk supply points?
No, but that is what the PRC found.
No, that this 630
story.
That's the fucking move.
Out of the problem. And you can see. See, the PURC, when have you seen PURC expose ECG like this?
So is there something? What has caused this?
I am telling you that all of
but
this,
I think there's more to this.
All of
than
this
than
is to get ECG to do a few things right. Okay?
But really, I mean, you have a government with a presence at the top. If you really want ECG to comply, you play this.
No. You don't even need PURC.
Not the PURC.
You can't.
I don't really believe that.
You don't need to. You don't need to even change what they call or ask board chairman to resign.
No,
clear every important decision maker at ECG today. Dubik down to the last member of the board.
And
get action in place.
You think that, hold on a minute. You think that it is that easy?
But the change that government has done in this country.
What the order?
If Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo to be changed.
Power minister.
energy minister.
You know,
When was that?
2018.
Who was going to contest elections?
Oh, so it was about elections.
No, I'm asking a question. Boache Jack.
I want to see your point. What's the point you're making?
The point when I finish, you understand. Boache Jack at the time. Uh-huh. What was the propaganda put on him?
He wanted to be president.
Someone's parochial interest, someone's presidential ambition will not cause the whole country. Hold on, I'm making a point.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Why do you think that ECG has its management at post? Okay? Mm-hmm. And the ministry that is supposed to bail them out has still not bailed them out.
Because they don't have the money. That's the most plausible explanation.
You think they don't have the money?
They don't have the money.
Well, I say they have the money. The Ministry of Finance has money. The Ministry of Finance can step in. Look, if government sees...
But this is a country that was able to take loan of 250 or 260 or 250 million.
Games has no money. I'm telling you.
Games that also suffered dooms along the line.
The only thing government cannot do is to create a human being.
Okay, so... But apart from let's assume... I concede. They have the money.
They have the money.
Because this should be the most important issue on the agenda.
Which when government calls it so they can deal with it.
Because actually, this is set of play. This is the only thing that will guarantee their defeat. If there's anything that you can argue, you can argue about a lot of things in this country, whether you lose or not.
But the history is so clear.
Will kill you, right? They don't doubt that. So if they know, it's not if, they know it will kill them. Why are you saying that they have the money?
And
you're waiting for ECG.
That talk on
I don't get it. Head of the economic management team, and it's not time for the president to release the money.
The president who is hopeful that I'll make Bamiyan as president.
When one thing is guaranteed, they don't fix it. They guaranteed to lose the election.
Energy minister, he wants to be running mate. He wants to be vice president.
They have told it started first with we don't have money.
Yeah.
Then they said, okay, but you raise the money. You're able to collect a lot of money. So where is the money? Mm-hmm. Show us the money and then we'll help. I've told you that the Ministry of Finance is owing 197 million, according to the PURs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think that a country that found billions of Ghana cedis to host All Africa Games, that brought us nothing, cannot make...
I agree with you. As for the money, so if government wants to find the money, they will find the money.
Yes!
Uh-huh. They will find the money. But here's the thing, though. I don't think it's as simple as that, though. Because this is a recurring cost, though. Mm-hmm. This is not one thing. This is a one-off. You host the thing and go to bed. This is fuel you have to buy every day, every month, for in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. You have to find the money for it. It won't stop, right? So, do they really have the money?
But Evans, don't we pay?
Don't we have paid
for your bills.
But you see,
having money.
If they told us, in all fairness, that 80% of the people in this country don't pay their bills.
We know that we are not selling.
It's not 30%.
Yes.
Which is very high anyway.
Exactly.
But plus, so the 70%, what happens to it?
Wait. So, good. So, take the 30% out.
Yes.
That 30% is also affected by inflation. No, sorry. By depreciation of the cedi.
Yeah.
Because the power is generated in dollars.
Yes.
But ECG, you are paying ECG in cedi.
Between that 2022 and 2023,
they
have increased that electricity bill by more than 100%.
But you know, bro,
every quarter they're doing 20 or 25%.
That's true, I get
yes.
it. But you still...
It's so not, that can't make up for your exchange rate.
But you still know
that we're not
paying... But you still know we haven't achieved full cost recovery yet with the tariffs. We are not there yet. But I'm saying that you are right, too. Yeah. I'm just adding to the point you're making.
Yeah.
That you also have CDs depreciation also affecting the small that they collect. Mm-hmm. Because the guys are buying their fuel and operating
in the dollar. Yeah.
So that one too is a problem.
So hold on.
I come back to the question.
Do they really have the money? So me.
The money they have. Because you can always via if it is not as a priority. When I say via, I say you have other responsibilities. If you see power as a priority, you take the money there.
Yes.
So there is money.
But remember the point I'm making. You take the money there, but it's not a one-off expenditure.
That is why ECG must pay its part.
So if
and I'm saying
if like, government is bailing ECG,
even ECG collects everything.
But Winston, me today, I'm sitting here. Whether or not MTN is paying is a what they call it provider source, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But if I buy that 350 CD what they call it data from MTN, I expect supply.
Exactly.
Why am I having to now talk to CD, talk to Greco, talk to generator,
I agree with everybody?
But why are we having this conversation anyway, when your job is to give me the 10?
I paid.
Yes.
Give me the power.
Our time is up. But let
no,
me
it's
say
almost
this.
Like
if they want our time. But let me say this: if the MPP. Has any plans of breaking the 8, which already is difficult.
already is difficult.
They must restore electricity fully yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. Not today. Yeah. That should have been done yesterday.
You see?
If they have any plans. Otherwise, we will come back next year. We will sit here,
Baumia
do
says,
post-mortem, and say it was part of
the Baumia says it is possible. The only time it becomes impossible is when you stop Tuesday.
Is added. See, it's
when you look. Mm-hmm. As for that slogan, it kills it.
100%. And the people who are actually worried about it, you'll be shocked. The different kind of groups who ordinarily will not be interested in voting out, they will just go out and make sure that they punish you for it, because it affects virtually everybody.
Yeah. Time is up.
Yeah. We have to go. Yeah. But somebody. Well, tonight we're having the dialogue on the guaranteed reliable power supply.
I hope they listen.
Somebody told
and after
me,
the dialogue, or before the dialogue, told they have 3 hours, they can fix it before
somebody
the dialogue.
Somebody told me this dialogue, we will hear that the plan is to fix the Dumso permanently by middle of next month. There's a reason why you're not hearing, you know, the president speak that expansively on the matter. And then they have a plan.
Let's
we'll see.
We'll wait. Have a lovely afternoon.
And then let's do it.